You have to have a supreme confidence. There's a certain swagger that's going to rub people wrong, right? There's a certain swag, there's a certain cockiness, there's a certain enthusiasm that you're going to have about your own abilities. We talked it and we walked it. You got to be audacious enough, daring enough, bold enough to be brilliant enough to show who you are and what you're capable of under scrutiny. Like, one thing me and John got along. You know, that was my guy. We towards the end, it got a little rough, you know, when I got injured and all that. But when I played here, one thing John knew about me is that I can play under scrutiny. I can play under pressure. I'll never forget when I was here. There was a time when I tried to come on time all the time. And he said, "Sim." Now, this man is the same man that suspended me a year prior for missing a meeting. So when Marinelli, like, I was always on time. He said, "Sim, let me talk to you for a minute." I'm like, "What's up?" He's like, "What's up? You haven't came late." I'm like, "I know, I'm trying to change it up." He's like, "Yeah, Sim, you're a maverick. We don't need that out of you. You know what we need you of? You know how John talks, we need you to be a maverick. You're a cowboy, you do things your own way. Come on." I'm like, "Last year you just suspended me
you
for this."
Me home
yeah,
from San
but, yeah, I said, but you know, the thing that the message really, truthfully was, "Simeon, you're a pressure player. You can handle the pressure.
Yeah.
I need you to be who you are. I don't need you to be just trying to good cookie cutter good guy."
Did you start showing up late again?
Yeah, of course. You know, but the thing that it wasn't necessarily coming late, really. The message was just continue to be loose, continue to be who you are.
But you got to show up at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
That's it.
What was it? Yeah. Sim, you don't remember your line a few days after that suspension when I said, "You got any regrets or anything?" And you said, "Man, that Chablis on that flight back was beautiful."
You know what? At those times, you know, because you got to keep in mind, you was talking to a fearless competitor. You was talking to a fearless person. At that time, I knew I was the best player in the league. You know, really. And I knew what I was capable of. And I knew, you know, there was a miscommunication and a mistake. But at that point, I was letting you know that I'm going to come back flawlessly the same way. I'm going to still be great. I'm going to still show up. I'm going to still make plays. I'm going to still help take this team to another level. So that's what that was really that was what that arrogant show was about. That it wasn't, at the end of the day, it wasn't going to sweat me because I'm going to come out and I'm going to still do my thing. I felt like I was untouchable at the time.
There are some people that think you're the MVP of that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. Ring of Honor. How much does that stuff matter?
It matters. You know, it matters, but it doesn't matter as much as it used to because I know what I was. You know what I mean? When you rule your decade, that's what it is. It matters so much more when my parents is alive. You know, my parents passed away. My pops passed away this past year, so it doesn't have the same luster. I wanted him to be able to enjoy that moment. You know what I mean? That's what it was about. I'm my father's legacy. I'm my mother's legacy. They're not going to be able to enjoy that moment. You know, that's a moment that you always give to your family, and you give the shout out, and you talk about those moments and when you first embarked into the sport. And I wanted to let them know that the investment paid off in a physical form.
But Sammy, what makes you want to share with the young guys? Because not everyone does it.
Because I was young once. And there's no greater gratification than being able to see these guys become something that they're capable of becoming. I take great pleasure at seeing people rise. I take great pleasure out of seeing people become great. And I was telling them, I'll never forget when I was playing here, Rod Marinelli, he gave me the rookies, you know what I mean? And those are the guys I work with. Because I took a special appreciation and liking to them, and I knew they looked up to me. So I wanted to impart, you know, what it took to be a champion, what it took to be great.